Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Return and give glory to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let's speak about the gospel today, about gratitude, and of crying out like those lepers when our Lord passed by, but also of calmly going back to give glory to God by our gratitude. Oh, and because the devil is never far away, I want to talk about bats today, too. Last Sunday night in France, I had a bat in my bedroom. I was visiting the parents of Father Écart. They live in a big 18th century chateau in France. They have a beautiful chapel there. They have Mass on the third Sunday evening of the month, and I was scheduled to offer that Mass. And after Mass, there was a dinner, and then finally I went to bed very tired, and I had forgotten, I had stayed there before, about the bats. But I remembered that it was very hard if you get up at night to find the hallway light, and all the bedroom doors look the same. So I thought to myself, I better leave the light in my bedroom on and the door open. And as you get towards the end of the hallway where the facilities are, where then there are no windows and it's very, very dark, and I was sort of feeling my way in the dark. And as I was doing that, I heard the ominous rustling of wings behind a door. And then, business done, I scurried back to my room, but a bat followed me, a real Halloween Batman kind of bat. There it was, 2 o'clock in the morning, fluttering about noisily, casting its malevolent shadow about the room. What to do? I did two things. I sat down in the armchair and said a Hail Mary, and then I said to myself, stay calm. Besides, this would make a great sermon story. And just as I was thinking that to myself, don't you know, the bat left the room, and I was able to get back to bed and get some sleep. Only yesterday, writing this sermon, did it dawn on me that this was my preparation for our pilgrimage the next morning to Pelvoisin, the little-known but beautiful shrine of Our Lady of Mercy or of the Sacred Heart. It's about 45 minutes away from the chateau of the Écart family. Now, the bat, of course, stands for evil, doesn't he? The devil. All the way from pre-Christian history to vampire tales to the Masonic bat caves of New Mexico. Our American way of entertainment has turned things around, has reversed the ominous bat image into a crime fighter. But think of last month's movie Massacre, the heinous deed done in Aurora, Colorado, on the Heart Line, as they call it, the 39th degree of the North Parallel latitude. It was all heavy with occult and Masonic and ultimately satanic symbolism for those who know or investigate. He was there, the devil. He was there at Pelvoisin in the story of this miraculous healing. He would come at night and he would stand. Remember that story about the Mexican boy? He would stand next to the bed. But Our Lady came, and that's the important part. She came too, and she came in answer to a leper-like cry for help. It was a poor servant woman. Her name was Estelle Fagette. She was dying from consumption, as they called it. And she healed her there in her room, February of 1876, Mary did. Why? because in simple faith, this dying woman had written a heartfelt cry. She wrote a letter to the Blessed Mother. They had just, her employers did, one of the big families of France, the De La Rochefoucauld family, they had built a Lourdes grotto there on the grounds. And so this woman wrote a letter and got another employee of the family to put it amongst the rocks in the grotto, a letter asking for mercy. I visited the grotto. That's where you go first when you make the pilgrimage. And the grotto is not much to look at. Ours is actually much nicer. And I'm wondering if any of you have ever visited, I mean to say, a prayer at our Lourdes grotto. Or did it ever occur to you that you could write a letter and leave it there amongst the rocks? Our Lady was so impressed with this letter that she showed it to her son. What a scene to contemplate. Son, look at this letter I got from Estelle. And what did it? What got Estelle her miracle was her reference to her poor parents who were entirely dependent upon their daughter for their support. They would be reduced if I die, said it, wrote Estelle, to begging their bread. And then she pleaded with Mary for the sake of all that she suffered when her son died. Our Lady appeared first the night of St. Valentine's, the 14th of February. It was a Monday that year. What are you doing here? Were her first words, because the devil was there at the foot of the bed. Don't you see? She's wearing my livery and that of my son. Are you? Is each one of you wearing Mary's livery, the brown scapular? What a help that is to keep our baptismal robe white. Courage was her next word. She urged the dying woman, patience. How she was suffering. She had a large tumor growing on her abdomen. Her right side was paralyzed by now, and the fluid in her lungs made it almost impossible to breathe. Mon fils va se laisser toucher, she consoled her. My son, I know that my son is going to be moved by your prayer. You will suffer, Our Lady said to Estelle, 5 more days in honor of the 5 wounds of our son. Do you ever practice that devotion? It's very pleasing to God, and it's easy. You just take a cross or a crucifix. You can say any prayer you want, and you think of and you honor the hands, that's 2, and then the head, that's 3, the feet, together that makes 4, and then the wound in the side, the Sacred Heart, that's the 5th wound. The devotion to the 5 wounds is very powerful. And after suffering for 5 days on Saturday, because that's Mary's day, do you remember that? Would you ever go to Mass on a Saturday to honor Mary, to ask for something, or to give thanks? On Saturday, you will be either dead or entirely healed. Now, if my son grants you your life, then I want you to publish my glory. And Estelle is thinking to herself in her bed. She doesn't say anything, but she's thinking, how could I ever manage to do that? I'm a nothing, and I have no idea what I could do. And Our Lady, at that point in the vision, shows her a white marble tablet. That's called an ex voto. It's used in the churches in Europe, usually, to inscribe a thanksgiving prayer and to give public gratitude to God. And before she had time, her next thought was, well, should I put that in some big church in Paris or just here in the local church? Our Lady said, in Paris, they know of my power. But Pelvoisin, the village, there's nothing here. Besides, they need a little push. And I'm thinking that's probably true of us here in Westchester. We could use with a little push. Courage, Our Lady says again as she leaves. But keep your promise. Publish my glory. Mary is mindful of the gospel. Is there no one return to give glory to God? How do you give glory to God? By your gratitude. Now the next night, the sick woman sees at the same time Satan, just for a moment, and then Our Lady. And then Our Lady tells her that she will be healed on Saturday. And now of all things, you know how they say it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind? Now of all things, Estelle is thinking, maybe she shouldn't be healed. Maybe she should die because she's ready to go to heaven, because Our Lady had done a kind of an examination of conscience with her. She had shown her whole life, all of her good deeds and all of her faults, and assured her that God had forgiven her. And so she tells the Blessed Mother, well, you know, maybe I... And Our Lady smiles at her, and she says, you little ingrate, if my son lets you live longer, it's because you need to. And then these beautiful words, nothing is more precious than life. Our Lady of Pelvoisin would make a perfect patroness for the pro-life movement. Oh, and then she adds, you will suffer. That's what makes life meritorious. Your patience, your resignation are most pleasing to God. That was Tuesday night. By Wednesday night, the devil is seen by Estelle only at a great, great distance, barely makes him out. And Our Lady says these beautiful words, I am all merciful. I am the mistress of my son's heart. Your good deeds, your fervent prayers have touched my motherly heart. And this is how Mary, the mother all merciful, came to heal Estelle Fagette, all consumed by tuberculosis, and all because of a cry in writing. A cry. Think of today's lepers. But she continued to come 15 times in all for the 15 rosary mysteries, and more in the following months, as she came or as she did not come. She told Estelle in the fall, you missed two visits of mine, the Assumption and my birthday. I would have come, but you were too upset. And so I didn't. You were too agitated. More and more, Our Lady's insisting on calm. Calm for her child's soul, and calm, she says, for the whole Catholic Church, so persecuted, this was the end of the reign of Pius IX, by the Freemasonic plots. Calm, finally, too, for her own country of France. And along with that calm must come submission to God's holy will and obedience. And then finally, Our Lady said with a smile, you French, she says, you French want to know everything without learning it, and to understand everything before you even know it. Calm down, in a word, a good word from Our Lady for us today. But finally, with her son, she claims our gratitude. That is how we glorify God. You will publish my glory. Why is that so important? Devotion to Our Lady is an excellent vehicle for spreading the gospel. Mary brings with herself the knowledge and the love of Jesus Christ. And with him, he is the truth, all revealed truth. Do you see what a protection that is for us against modernism and against all of Ratzinger's racket and confusion? Remember, there is no opposition between Jesus and Mary. Remember, true devotion to Mary admits of no exaggeration. And devotion to Our Lady is no optional extra for a Christian. The heart of Jesus wants gratitude, the thanksgiving of our own heart through hers. The world, the universe, was made for God's glory. This is a truth which is pretty much unknown or forgotten, at least by us, most of the time. It was made for the glory of God. Now, our childlike devotion to the Mother of God tends towards this glory which God demands of us, as he did of the lepers of old. By our gratitude, we get God glory. How is it done? To Jesus, through Mary. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.